Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
All over TikTok and Instagram, there's been a trend called sleep maxing. Now, what exactly is sleep maxing and should you be doing it? Dr. Jag Sundaram is a professor of medicine at the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School at Rutgers University. Dr. Sundaram, what is sleep maxing and why should we do it?
Sleep maxing is a new trend that the Gen Zs have started to look at sleep as an important issue as they look at balance between work and life. That being said, anything taken to the extreme becomes problematic.
Dr. Jag, Anna and I are part of that terrible group of people who is not getting enough sleep every night. So what if we could do sleep maxing? We could just become far more efficient with our sleeping. Would it work that way? Like sleep maxing for you, what's that look like? You got like a face mask? You got like a aromatherapy going in the background? How do you like it? How do you max out?
It doesn't have to be that, right? So the most important is to shut off all kinds of stimulations, to give yourself a downtime for off about half an hour to an hour before you get into bed. You could read a book, you could listen to music, but outside the bed or the bedroom. And then as your eyes start to drift, don't push sleep. Get into bed and go to sleep.
We talked a lot about limiting screen time, like you're talking about, being in a dark, quiet, cool room, not drinking alcohol or caffeine. But the big thing on TikTok and Instagram is all the new age things that they're doing, like the red light before sleep, taking supplements, the nostril expanders, mouth taping, the weighted blankets, the rings that monitor how much sleep you're getting that goes to an app. Like, do you think any of those actually work?
So the apps are pretty good in tracking your sleep, and they can tell you how much sleep you've gotten, what stages of sleep, and they're getting better and better. On the other hand, though, if your behavior is such that you look at your app all the time and you say, oh my God, I just got 4 hours of sleep, or my sleep efficiency was so poor, well, actually, that's counterproductive. Now, supplements, there are some data that magnesium, for instance, may help. Similarly, melatonin, what you get in the stores, 5, 10, 20 milligrams, that's a really high dose. We never recommend such high doses.
Interesting.
Our dosage, we recommend 1.5 to 3 milligrams at most. There's less research on red light and stuff like that. Weighted blankets seem to have some data behind them. So mouth taping, is for people who are opening their mouth to breathe. And so taping the mouth forces them kind of to breathe through their nose. The issue, though, is the reason you're breathing through your mouth is you have some kind of a problem with nasal obstruction. You're congested or you have structural issues with your nose that's making you, breathe through your mouth. And so closing or taping your mouth, I don't think is a good solution in that sense.
Right.
And there's been research that, in fact, if you have conditions like sleep apnea, you have to be very careful about doing that.
It seems to me, though, the rest of this stuff, besides actually obstructing your airway, give or take, it could still be that placebo effect thing, right? Like, if somebody's taking this and it's working for them, that's fine for them to make it part of their routine. It's only if they're having distress or whatever that we need to be concerned about that. Until then, max out, right?
Well, yeah, max out, but with common sense things, right? It's very simple. I would say don't do the more new age things that you talked about.
Like nostril expanders?
Talk about the conventional.
All right. Dr. Jag Sundaram, the professor of medicine at the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School at Rutgers University. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Doc.
Right. Thank you.
Have a good day.